everything. He's all that I need.
He's all I need. I need not turn to any other, for he's a friend much closer.
Amen.
Than
Amen. Nobody like.
Oh, praise His holy name.
Amen.
Yes, praise His holy name.
This world feels sorry for you and me. They really do. They feel sorry. They think they know more and better than we do. They think they have better and greater than we have. I want to go on record this morning and say I feel sorry for the world. I feel sorry for the world this morning that they don't know the peace that I know. Amen. They don't know the riches, spiritual riches. Amen. There, you see, there's some things more valuable than silver and gold. There's some things that are greater than popularity and greater than houses and dreams and bucket list fulfillments. There's some things that, hallelujah, they're greater than what this world will ever know. Amen. And the greatest things this sinner will ever know, he'll only know in this life today. But you're looking at a child of God. You're looking at a child of God this morning that is knowing greater things in this life. And there's going to be greater things in the life to come. Amen. It's good right here. Don't feel sorry for me. You say, you poor little old Christian and going to church and living for God and you don't get to go here and there and do this and that. You better quit feeling sorry for me, friend. Amen. Jesus saved me. Jesus saved me. Amen. He saved me and I owe Him my everything. He is my everything. He's all I need. You can have all that's out there. Thank God, give me Jesus. I found He is more than enough. Amen, amen. I'm glad for the relationships I have in this life, but He's far greater than every one of them. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Nobody been better to me than Jesus has been. Amen. His love in my life, His grace in my life, His... Amen. His life-changing power in my life. Amen. You think I'd trade that for anything you'd have to offer today? Amen. I wouldn't trade it for nothing this world has to offer. Amen. This world's full of Judases this morning that have betrayed what Jesus wants to be to them and would be to them and offers them today. Because they've got their eye on some shiny thing. Amen. I just want to testify a minute and say He's all I need. Amen. And He's all I desire this morning. Amen. I'm trying to get where Paul was at. Y'all pray ain't quite there. Paul said in Philippians 3, I've got one desire in my life. That is to know the one that saved me and redeemed me. And, amen. And I'm telling you, the more that I know Him and the more I learn about Him, amen, my soul cries out today to this world, I feel sorry for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Praise God. I ought to take recess and shout a while. Amen. Only going to live with Him forever and ever. Amen. Get to be with Him forever and ever. Amen. He let me know Him on this side, and I'm going to get to be with Him forever and forever. Amen. That don't upset me. Amen. That don't upset me. I've lived long enough to know this is a sin-soaked world. Amen. Full of tears and heartache and... Amen, this world, it'll take you by the hand and lead you straight to hell. I'm glad Jesus would get in the muck and the mire and the horrible pit. Amen, it'll take you by the soul and lead you out. Amen, and clean you up and change your life and change your mind and change your desire and put something on the inside. Amen, and let you know a glorious God purpose. Amen, that your life ought to be lived in this day. Amen. He's all I need. He's all I desire. He's all I want. And I'm glad. I'm glad He that lives on the inside. Amen. He is enough. He is enough. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's all I need. All I need. Amen. Amen. That woman with the issue of blood, for a while she thought she needed another doctor. Amen. She thought she needed another loan to take out and spend on somebody else she thought she needed. But it was a good day in her life when she realized all I need is Jesus. Blind Bartimaeus, he could have said, for a while, what I need is another seeing eye dog. I need another friend that'll hold me by the hand and lead me through life. He may have said for a long time, what I need is somebody else to put some more olives in my little cup. All them days he was begging for what he thought and he needed, but it was a glorious day in his life, Brother Carl, when he realized all I need is Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That Bible's full of people that had needs and trying to find their need in somebody and something, but a glorious day it was in their life and in mine. And I realized I needed Jesus. Amen. Amen. That repentant thief on the cross, he thought he had a lot of needs in his life. Amen. A long time he lived trying to find needs that would meet the desires of his soul. Thank God in the dying, fleeting hour of his life, he found the one that he truly needed. Amen. I don't suggest we wait till, amen, death's knocking at our door before we wake up the reality. Jesus is enough. Jesus is what we need. Jesus saves lives. Jesus forgives sin. Jesus, amen, changes hearts. And Jesus, amen, blesses. And I'm telling you, there's nobody that's better than Jesus. There's nobody, amen, can meet your heart's desire like Jesus can. I'm telling you today, amen, David said one thing, if I desire the Lord, Psalm 27:4, and that when I seek after, I've got one desire, and that when I seek after, to, amen, he said that, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. He said, here's my desire. I want to be able to see the beauty of the Lord in my life. He said, I've seen it. I've seen it on my daddy. And I've seen it on my mama. And I've seen it on my friends. And I've seen it on others along the way. But David said, I want it to be on me. I want it in my eyes to you. I want it in the depths of my heart. David said, amen, I have that one desire I'm longing for in my life. Amen, if you ever see him for who he is, it won't matter what you have or don't have in this life. It's a good day in my life when Jesus broke all that in me. Amen. Amen. He's all I need. Amen. He's all I need. Well, glory. Ain't you glad you saved? You can't say, man, if you can't say, that's exactly right, at least as a whisper from your heart. I'm glad to tell you today, he's still in the soul-saving salvation business. Amen. If you'll come to him, he'll save you. Amen. You said, my life's in a mess. My heart's dark. Amen. Preacher, I am in a bad, bad way. Amen. That's the kind Jesus came to save. Amen. Hallelujah. Wonderful singing this morning. Wonderful singing. Mark chapter number 9. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody like him. Amen. The Song of Solomon, that bride said of her beloved, said, he's the fairest of 10,000. Line them up, stack them up. Amen. Parade them in front of of all that is. Bring the greatest you can find. Bring the fairest you can find. Bring the most handsome you can trail out here and walk them around. You'll know my beloved because he'll be the one that stands out among all of them. And I say today, Jesus stands out among all this world's offering you today. Amen. Now you may be blind to that. Amen. You may be blinded to that by the God of this world, but if you'll ever let God, you'll ever let the Holy Ghost take the blinders off, you're going to find Jesus is the fairest of 10,000. Amen. Give me Jesus. You can have it all. You can have everything else. Just give me Jesus. You can have my truck with its keys. Amen. You can have, and with the payment, by the way, you can have all of it. Amen. You can have everything. You can have my boat and my fishing rods. Amen. Just give me Jesus. I've already made up my mind. He's already proven himself faithful to save. He's already proved himself faithful along every season of life. I say with Brother Tim this morning, I'm glad I've got one that I need, that I say he's all I need. I've learned that because I've been through the nighttime when I've wept and cried and my heart was broken. Tell me he ain't all I need, Brother David. There's been times he was the only one that was there. There have been times he is the only one that understood. There have been times he is the only one could fix it. I'm glad, Sister Betty, I'm glad the only one I have need of has been a faithful friend to this child of God. I'm going to tell you something. Don't tell me he ain't real. Some of you, the Hollywood and the world has deceived you. Think you're going to have Jesus in this world. Jesus already said you ain't having both. That's what Jesus said. I'm not the one that said it. I'm not the one that set the rules. There's a lot of things I got to preach out of that book I don't necessarily in my flesh like. I don't get to make up the rules. Jesus said, if you think you're going to walk with the world and walk with me, you got a choice to make.
Amen.
You don't get to put your toe in the broad way,
yes, sir,
and expect to end up at the destination the narrow way is going to have.
Amen.
Amen. And Hollywood has lied to some of y'all. Said, well, you know, you can be worldly in your heart and still be saved and still go to heaven when you die. Until you get the place, you realize what they just sung. He is all I need. He's the only one that can do it. He's the only one. Amen. I understand we're in the world and we got to live in the world. We got jobs to show up to and we got things we got to fulfill and we got responsibilities. But at the end of the day, you can have all that this world has to offer. Christians understand the only thing I truly need is Jesus. That's exactly right. Ain't you glad you're saved? Amen. Amen. Yay, sweet. Amen. He said of himself, if you won't listen to my testimony about him, will you listen to his own? You know what he said? He said, I am God, and beside me there is none other. That's what he said about himself. Amen. That's what he said about himself. Amen. You can take anything or anyone and make a god and an idol out of them. At the end of the day, there ain't but one God you're going to answer to and stand before one day. I'm glad this morning I have come into relationship with him. I have eternal life through Jesus Christ my Lord. I have come to know the Heavenly Father. He's all I need. He's all I need. What do you need today? What is it that you think you can't live without? Who is it you think you can't live without? And if you don't have Jesus as the answer to that question, you're in bad, bad shape. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And I love my family. I love my wife. Love my children. I love my church and my friends along the way. But if all y'all was gone on tomorrow and I still had Jesus,
Amen.
There would be a peace and a hope,
yes,
that everything was all right.
Amen.
Why? Because he's all
Amen.
I need.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand for a minute. I don't know what we're going to do. I just feel like we need to stand. Y'all come back, sing it again. This altar is going to be open. It always is open. You may have some things going on in your life this morning. Or maybe, let's just start here, maybe you do say, yeah, He's all I need and He has been everything I need. You just need to get on this altar and say, Lord, I want to thank You for being all I need and being faithful and showing up and helping me. Lord, I just want to thank You. Then you may be here this morning and you're saved, but somewhere along the way, there's some things that's got your eye and you thought, well, I need this and I need that. Your heart's been split in two. This morning, I want to invite you, get on this altar, get that right. Say, Lord, I've been reminded, I've been encouraged again today that You got to be the only one that I need. And Lord, I'm sorry. Get right with God. Maybe you're here today, you've never been saved. The only characteristic of your life is living for yourself and your own indulgence. Today, you'll turn to Jesus, I promise you, He'll be more than enough. He'll be more than enough. Lord, would You have Your willing way? Lord, we don't plan on things like this. Lord, I know sitting over there as they sung, Lord, even through the congregational, Lord, just seemed like, Lord, You're pointing us to Calvary, and Tim pointed us to the gospel, and the power of God that is there and has worked and is at work in our life today. Lord, this morning we just have a sense of gratitude, Lord, for Jesus. Lord, I pray You take this little testimony this morning, Lord, about the Son of God. Lord, would it find its way in the recesses of the hearts of these men and women and young people, those saved and those lost. Lord, do Your work, I pray. Overwhelm us. Overwhelm us, God, with Your presence this morning, Your glory, who You are. Thank You, Lord, as they sing again. Several minutes come. If you need to come, you find you a place. Y'all sing.
I just need someone to talk to. He's always there to hear my prayer each time. I can rely to be
He's my everything. He's all that I need.
And
He's all.
You can say that this morning, that He's all I need. I hope you can say He's all I really, truly desire. Amen. One thing. Not two things. Not a handful of things. Getting to the place where you are in your soul, where you say one thing. I know this morning I've tried to follow the Lord and mind the Lord. So I'm done with my part. Anybody got a word of testimony? You can be seated just a moment. Not anything foolish now, but just any testimony. Brother David. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Tell it, brother.
I won't be worried about money. I won't be worried about the wife I love with all my heart.
Yeah.
I know where I will be.
Amen.
And so there's no reason for me to allow my physical sadness come in and overtake my spiritual life.
Yeah.
And so I just thank God that He preserved me one more day.
Amen, Amen. Brother David. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother David, well said. Sound me like he's saved and happy about it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else this morning? Lord, good to us, ain't He? Lord, good to us. I didn't plan on this. You don't plan these services. All right. I hope you know you're saved. You know you say, but Tim said it right this morning. He said it right because he quoted it right from the scripture. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. Unto salvation. Amen. I'm glad I've been brought unto salvation. Amen. 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 Anybody else? All hearts free then, say amen. I'm not going to drag it out. Y'all know me. I ain't going to pump it and prime it. Get help or you don't get it. It'll be on you in a service like this. All right. Okay. Let's stand together. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. Amen. You know, the human soul, it's a longing thing. The Word of God, when it talks about the soul, man became a living soul when God made man. He breathed into his the form. And don't forget where we come from. We come out of the dirt. When God made man, He made him a living soul. The sovereign God of heaven made man a living soul. You know what sin made man? Made him a longing soul. 6,000 years, every man, woman, boy, and girl to live on this earth longs for something. All through the Bible, it talks about in relation to the soul, the longing of my soul, the soul's longing. Look at it. You'll find it in there. Longing, a longing soul. What you so long for? What you so long for? Amen. Be a good day in your life when you long for nothing more, nothing less than Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Think on that, you leave here today. Amen. All right, all hearts free. Heavenly Father, I love you today. Oh, Lord, how we love you. Thank you for the reminder, Lord, even in the Sunday school hour, of what the gospel did in our life. We wouldn't know you. We wouldn't be able to sing to you and give praise and worship to you. We wouldn't be able to tell others about how wonderful you are. Apart from the work that Jesus Christ did in our life by the power of the gospel. Lord, I'm thankful this morning you've just settled us in. And Lord, let us ponder that this morning. Lord, you know today what the need is in every soul, every longing of every soul and of every heart. Lord, I pray this morning that Lord, men and women and young people, Lord, as they thirst in this life, Lord, would realize that there's only one place they can get to for a satisfying, soul-quenching drink of water. Lord, I pray that, Lord, they would understand in Christ and in Christ alone, Lord, that can be had. Lord, I pray for sinners this morning that are in this service, fathers and or mothers, Lord, that are not truly saved and cannot truly say in their heart they know what it is to walk in relationship to Jesus Christ. They love darkness rather than light. Lord, they've not yet come to the Son of God. I pray for their salvation this morning. I pray for every young person, Lord, that's in the service this morning, that, Lord, at an early age, at a young age, Lord, they would find their desires, Lord, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then let you, Lord, give them the desires of their heart and the will of God. Lord, you know this morning, Lord, what the world and the devil and the flesh seeks to desire to do in all of our lives. And I pray this morning the one who holds all power, heaven and in earth, would bring that power in a very real and personal way into every heart and life that is here this morning. For that saint of God that, Lord, has become distracted, got their self, Lord, in a mess, Lord, I pray this morning they would realize, Lord, that Jesus is enough to get them back to where they need to be. Lord, I pray you get glory and honor and praise. Lord, out of whatever has been done in this service, I don't know what's been done. Lord, I know what's been done in my heart, and for that I want to thank you. Lord, I pray, Lord, in everything that you're going to do throughout the afternoon, that it would be by your power and for your glory. I sure do love you this morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the Son of God. Thank you for the Spirit of the Lord who's passed by our way today. I pray you'd be honored and glorified as we leave here now. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. It's been a good place to be this morning. I want you to, you can play, I don't care. They're going to play or sing, whatever y'all do. We're going to be back tonight. And boy, y'all are getting off easy tonight, all right? We're going to be back in 6 hours in the prayer rooms, calling on our God, asking Him to help our church and our church families. Ask Him to touch the service again tonight. Won't you be back, Lord's will. I want to get in Mark 9. And a lot different atmosphere in here this morning than the direction the Lord had us going in. But it's going to be needful as well. And so you'll be back tonight. Whatever the Lord has for us, we want to get that, all right? Service at 6 o'clock. Be here and be on time. Be in your place. And let's come ready to worship the Lord, okay? I love you each and every one. Thank you for being here today. God bless you. You're at liberty to go.